This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Baskula with the news, the headlines first. Supreme Court refuses to issue interim order on petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Gen Z representatives in tripartite talks with government and major political parties emphasizes on good governance alongside elections. Government decides to hold election for vacant member of National Assembly on January 25. And Trump and Xi to meet in hopes of ending renewed U.S.-China trade tensions. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has refused to issue an interim order on the petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Issuing an order after hearing the case, the constitutional bench of the Supreme Court urged the Office of the Attorney General to submit a written response within 7 days from the date of receipt of this order. The Supreme Court said an interim order appears to be of a nature that should be considered during the final hearing of the writ petition but not at the current stage. A total of 16 writ petitions had been filed in the Supreme Court challenging the dissolution of the House of Representatives. The government has decided to set the date for the election for the vacant National Assembly seats for the 25th of January in 2026. Spokesperson of the Government of Nepal and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel said yesterday's cabinet meeting made 5 decisions, including the decision to hold the National Assembly elections on the above date. The spokesperson said the meeting decided to terminate the double tax exemption agreement between Nepal and Mauritius, to amend the Schedule 2 of the Act on the Remuneration and Benefits of Federal Parliament Officials and Members 2073, and to reduce the post in their personal secretariat. Meanwhile, Minister Kharel said the cabinet meeting also approved the official visit of President Ramchandra Powdel in the course of attending the Second World Summit for Social Development in Doha, Qatar from November 3 to 6. At the invitation of Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, President Powdel will lead a 12-member Nepali delegation to the summit. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, he will depart for Qatar on the 3rd of November for the official visit. During the summit, President Powdel and the Emir of Qatar are also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting. Gen Z representatives in tripartite talks with the government and major political parties have emphasized their main focus as good governance alongside the elections. A tripartite discussion among the representatives of the government, political parties and the Gen Z at the call of Prime Minister Sushila Karki at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar yesterday, the Gen Z representatives said while their primary demand is holding the elections, it is not just about the elections, the main demand of their movement is good governance. Some 16 representatives from the political parties and 14 from Gen Z group participated in the discussion. On behalf of the government, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, along with Home Minister Om Prakash Arial, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha and Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahavir Pun attended the meeting. The Ministry of Health and Population has decided to mobilize teams in all the 7 provinces to deal with problems seen in the health sector lately. Spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said a decision has been taken to deploy a team along with specialists for resolving the problems seen in the health sector. The spokesperson said the teams will study issues such as nurses' pay and benefits, classification of those injured in Gen Z protest, and the status of Gen Z clinics will coordinate with federal, provincial and local bodies to find solutions. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Ghising, who is presently in New Delhi, India, to attend the 8th General Assembly of the International Solar Alliance, held a meeting yesterday with India's Power Minister, Manohar Lal Khattar. According to Minister Ghising's secretariat, during the meeting, the two ministers discussed Nepal-India energy cooperation, power trade, transmission line expansion, India-funded power projects in Nepal, and the long-term power partnership. Meanwhile, Nepal and India have signed a joint venture and shareholder agreement to construct two cross-border transmission lines. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson paid a courtesy call on Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal at Singha Darbar yesterday. According to the Home Ministry, in the meeting, Ambassador Thompson showed concern over land acquisition obstacles in few sections under the NCC project and also inquired on the refugee issues in the meeting, adding that the government is committed to upholding the commitments of previous government and parliament. Minister Aryal assured to expedite the issues after necessary consultation. Home Minister Aryal also informed that Nepal respects basic human rights for all and is in regular consultation with Election Commission to assess the security requirement for the March 5 election. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. In a highly anticipated development, U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet for crucial talks aimed at resolving the ongoing trade dispute between their nations. According to the BBC, this marks their first meeting since President Trump began his second term, a period that reignited tariff battles and saw China hit with some of the highest levies in history. A fragile truce in May temporarily halted the exchange of retaliatory tariffs, which had climbed to more than 100% on both sides. Analysts say a breakthrough in the talks could bring much-needed stability to what has become a volatile rivalry between the world's two largest economies. Hurricane Melissa has continued its devastating sweep across the Caribbean, decimating homes and infrastructure, flooding neighborhoods and leaving dozens dead. According to the BBC, at least 5 people have been confirmed dead there and another 20 died during flooding in Haiti as Melissa, now a Category 1 storm, tears through the region. The impact in Jamaica was clearer on Wednesday after the island nation was targeted squarely by the Category 5 monster, one of the most powerful hurricanes ever measured in the region. In Jamaica, people remain stranded on roofs and without power. The hurricane began moving northeast towards the Bahamas on Wednesday, and a dangerous storm surge is expected there before it moves further north towards Bermuda. A tropical storm warning is in place for the Turks and Caicos Islands, and the speed of the slow-moving hurricane is expected to increase in the coming days. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and generally cloudy in the Tarai region. There are also chances of moderate rainfall at many places in Kosi, Mades and Bagmati provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki and Lumini province today. Under the influence of westerly winds, light rainfall is likely to occur at a few places in Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Meanwhile, moderate snowfall is likely at some places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. With the partial impact of Cyclone Montha developed in the Bay of Bengal, along with the low-pressure system in the Arabian Sea, overcast skies and light rainfall have been taking place in the federal capital since early this morning. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Supreme Court refuses to issue interim order on petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Zenzi representatives in tripartite talks with government and major political parties emphasizes on good governance alongside elections. Government decides to hold election for vacant member of National Assembly on January 25. And Trump and Xi to meet in hopes of ending renewed U.S.-China trade tensions. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.